welcome to a brand new edition of Bid Nerd, your daily nerd out on the most interesting car of the day from all the automotive enthusiast auction sites. My name is John Polnick. We record this show in the Rami studio right here in the middle of the Container Park in downtown Las Vegas, along with my partner Michael Deeb, who is in San Francisco.
Hey, everybody. Studio.
How you doing, Michael Deeb? Good morning. Afternoon,
good morning, JP. What are you doing in Dwayne Wick's seat? Are you passing gas in his chair?
Well, you know, it's just the timing of when we record the show and the light in the studio. Whatever, nobody cares. That's the thing about being downtown. There's always so much exciting stuff going on.
It's so funny because when I look up and I'm looking at you on the screen and I see people walking by. Like right now, there are people passing you by. And they look like ghosts in the machine. You know, it's kind of weird.
You know, when we do it the other way, a lot of times they peer in, and it's funny if you ever watch one of the shows where I'm sitting there and I look up, like somebody's like trying to get my attention. Usually, they're asking if the bird is real. We have a let's see if we can get. What did we name him? We named him something.
Pedro.
No, it's
it looks real. It's, from here, it looks real.
That's does it a, look real from really here? Good, look at that.
It looks like a real bird.
Gilbert Gottfried. Gilbert is the bird's name in the studio.
Oh, man. So, that's funny.
Yeah. Anyways.
What you should do is you should spill liquid paper on the floor below it, you know?
Right. People's like, they're a real bird? I'm like, no, it's what? No, there's no real bird in... Get out of here. We're shooting a show. All right, guys. What is this show? If you're new to the program, what Bid Nerds is, we find the most interesting car of the day from all the automotive enthusiast auction sites, like Bring a Trailer, Cars and Bids, Marked. We find the most interesting car. We have a car. We have a P-Car Market is one of the – we absolutely do pull cars from there. We have a conversation about that specific car, and then we make a prediction as what's going to happen to that car's auction. Will it fail to sell? Will it sell? If so, for how much? And then we analyze the results. We go into the future and we tell you what actually happened with that car's auction. So you can stick around to the end of the show and find out how much the car sells for. But we like it when you guys play along. It's kind of like it's like the show Price is Right. You get to bid on the car and then wait till later and see how good at this you are. Maybe you're better at it than us. Chances are you probably are. I'm really digging this car today. This car speaks to me, and I know it speaks to you as well. Michael JP, D, what do we got today? What's the most interesting
way
car?
Wait do you hear this? You're about to be so angry.
Uh-oh.
Because more than me, you take so much issue with the P-Car Market platform and how they conduct their auction site. This lot is a sandwich, JP, which is to say it doesn't work. That dog doesn't hunt. All right, what we're talking about here on P-Car Market is this stunning 1994 Porsche 964 Carrera 2 Coupe with a 5-speed manual. Couple of things that I learned from my friend JP and from working at Godin. So basically the 92s, 93s, and 94s are dot 2s. They got the prettier mirrors, and there's something with the engine gasket. I don't need to get into all that. It's a two-wheel drive with the rear wiper, which I like. I love the accessory on the car. And the cup wheels, the 17-inch cup wheels, it makes it look like a poor man's RS America. So I'm digging this car in triple black. Fast forward to the fact that out of Deal, New Jersey, this car was kept at the owner's summer home for years, and he only drove it on occasion, so the mileage is low. He also performed $8,000 worth of service work in preparation for the sale. But here's where it gets interesting. JP, the car shows 46,000 miles. In the listing, it notes that around 41,000 miles, the odometer stopped working. And when this seller decided to go get the odometer to work again, he decided to advance the odometer to 46,000 miles. But as don't worry, it doesn't actually have that many miles on it. I just wanted to run it up in whatever reason. That look on your face is going on in my head.
Can you explain this again? Because you cut out a little bit. So the odometer stopped working at what?
Right.
41,000
miles. And he said he drove it a couple of times before he was able to take it in to get the odometer fixed. And while he got the odometer fixed, he asked them inexplicably, to advance the odometer to allegedly cover the miles he did that wouldn't run, and he ran it up to 46,000 miles, but says, rest assured, I only put a couple hundred miles on it while the odometer wasn't working. In so doing, the seller and the platform have created a hurdle that doesn't need to be there. Now, listen, I am a man of too much integrity. I talk too much. I say too many things. I want everybody to know everything as often as possible. But there are some times when you just have to shut your effing mouth. And I just don't understand why this guy even brought it up. Nobody would know if you fixed your odometer and drove your car two or three or even 20 or 30 times before you got your odometer fixed. It's just the way it goes. That's life. But to run the advance the odometer and then try to explain why you advance the odometer, it just doesn't make any sense to me at all. That
yeah,
being
6,000 mile discrepancy. I mean, driving it a couple times. What, did you drive it a couple times to LA? What?
Just stupid, 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 stupid. I don't know why he did that, but anyway, here it is. The car looks spectacular. While you talk, I'm going to go back. I think this is a one-owner car, but I didn't put that in my notes, so maybe it's not. But I think it's long-term ownership for this car. And, I mean, let's pan back for just a minute, and you're still looking at a low mile, presumably. Black-on-black C2 964 that's essentially a dot two with a manual on cups. Like, this is – I mean, this is damn near the Holy Grail, John. Like, look at this car. I mean, it's pretty freaking awesome. Also, let me read my notes again. I think this car has a limited slip differential.
It does. It has option 220.
Yeah, which is really – it's a really cool car. You know? So, anyways, there you go, JP. I'm going to hand it over to you, and you explain to the audience if you agree with me or not that, like, just – when you do stuff like this, just shut up. Let the car sell itself. Like, if you think the car is in good condition, you didn't put that many miles on it, why would you ever say anything? Just shut up.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of questions are going to come up. I mean, this does look like a beautiful car. Have they mentioned any history of rebuilds or anything like that on this thing? I mean,
no.
It looks like a used 911. I mean, you know, it's got some clear coat failing on the bumper. It's a black car, so all the scratches are showing up. And part of me likes that because that says to me, I mean, that sounds honest to me, right?
Yeah.
But then having this other discrepancy, it's just kind of weird. I don't know. I love this car. I think that the mileage discrepancy is going to hurt it. It's funny, you know, it's got the broken turn signal lens there, which is just not an expensive thing to repair. Why not just go get that taken care of?
Right.
Why not have the wheels done? I get maybe not doing the paint work on the bumpers because you don't want to do paint work, make it original and let the next owner decide what they want to do here. I think this, but at this point with that weird mileage discrepancy, this car could have gotten an absolute premium being a low mileage car.
Oh my God.
We just don't know. But when it comes down right down to it though, even a 964 with high miles, a 964 with a salvage title, a 964 with mile discrepancies, it just doesn't matter. If it's a 964 coupe, people are going to pay through the nose for it. And I think a lot of people are going to kind of look the other way on this weird, this mileage thing
too.
And just go, "Who? Well, whatever. All right. Well, I still have a super clean, unmolested black on black 911 C2. 964. This is the car you want to start with if you're going to go, you know, make something really, really nice. What do we think it's worth? Oh, yeah, go for it.
One more thing I had to add. I forgot. I'm reading my notes again. The seller also states that he thinks that some of the synchros are worn, which is really a bummer because that means he didn't drive the car well because, again, long-term owner, he's the only one who drove it. So it means, you know, he's slipping the clutch or shifting too soon and he's banging into the gears. But he thinks the synchros are worn, and that's where it gets really weird. Like, you know, again, a 41 to 46,000 mile 964 with a worn out box, like that should be the case. So it ends up being fishy.
That transmission is not an inexpensive transmission to rebuild either or replace. I mean, is there any mention of a clutch replacement? I mean,
No.
Because honestly, at 50,000 miles, that would be the interval when you would start to need a clutch. So does this guy just not know what he's talking about?
That's possible.
Know, that would be another roll of the dice where you could like hope that, okay, maybe I'm getting a value here. But I mean, without having it, I mean, that's the thing about old 911s like this is that you really have to get them inspected. I mean, it pays to get a pre-purchase inspection when you're buying something like this, but these platforms really don't allow for that because, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to pay for a $500 pre-purchase inspection on a car that you don't know if you're going to win the auction. And then once you've bid to, and you win the bid and the car is, you know, you're obligated to buy it at that point. So you can't just ask for a pre-purchase inspection after you've won the bid and then decide not to buy it after the pre-purchase inspection. If they discover something, it's you're kind of SOL at that point. So that's one of the things where you're always kind of going, all right, unless the seller has authority, unless that seller has a lot of credibility, you're rolling some big dice on a car like this, not knowing certain things like, is it the clutch or is it the synchros or is it both? What's going on with the, does this car have 40 something thousand miles or does it really have 140 something thousand miles? I mean, there's just a lot of questions here. Again, 964s are so sought after. There are so fewer of them in these later years.
Seriously.
You know, kind of like we talk about Porsche in like 2009, 10, and 11 after the big crash of 08, Porsche lowered the number of cars that they were producing. They did the same thing in the late 90s. I mean, Porsche almost went under. I'm sorry, not late 90s.
Early 90s.
In the early 90s with the later 964s. Yeah. Porsche barely made it through. I mean, they were by the skin of their teeth. They were still a company, and the 993 kind of saved them. And then the Boxster really got them, you know, made them.
They were about to commit to the 928 when an American was in the boardroom, pounded the table and did a timeline for the future of the 911. And they're like, what the hell is that? He goes, this is your future. This company is all about this car. You remember that Peter something or other?
Yeah, but you know, that's like a full 5 years before that. I mean, or earlier. That's like an 80s conversation. Yeah. No, I mean, the 964, the 964, they were just like hanging. The early 90s, they were in, it was bad. Look up the history of it. But anyways, regardless of all that, the 964, you know, had struggled big time. The 993 was where it was at. Anyways, so what's going to happen with the result of this car? What do you think is going to happen, Michael Deeb? Is this something that
I don't know,
people,
man,
are just going to pay anyway and just look, just kind of hold their nose? And
I don't know. I'm just going to be like our audience. I'm going to make some popcorn and wait for the second half of the show because I have no idea what's going to happen. this is a really tough one to call. John, you're looking at $130,000 to $140,000 car, which is mind-boggling. It's mind-numbing to think that.
Yeah.
But you've got one, you got P car market, which is weird in its own right. Two,
where is this car? Is this in Florida too?
Deal, New Jersey. So it's right in their backyard. Okay. It's right in their backyard.
What's with the palm trees in the background?
I don't know, man. I don't ask.
It was at the country or it was in their vacation home?
He said he kept it in his summer home. Yeah, so I don't
which
know.
Was where?
He didn't.
You know, that's it's like, okay, was your summer home in Florida the whole time?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I know there was. Okay, so I'm going to see if I can look at that. I know there was a Carfax, a photo of the Carfax. Maybe the service records in the Carfax will tell us where the car actually was.
So, like I said, we're looking at like a $130,000 car in my opinion. And then you got two things going against it, the gearbox and the mileage discrepancy. The thing that offsets all that stuff is the rarity of 964 C2 in this, just even in this condition. They're so hard to come by nowadays. You almost have to say it just doesn't matter. So with that in mind, John, I'm just going to go, I'm going to bet on the car and not the platform or the seller. And I'm going to say this is still $120,000 car, and I'm going to leave my bid to you at 120 grand and just see what happens. It could peter out at 60 to 80 grand and wind up in the deal tank for 145 for all I know. But right now I'm just going to say that if this car has a chance to sell, it's because 964s are so damn desirable, and that number is going to be in that $120,000 to $130,000 range.
Yeah. I'm going to say, I don't think it's going to break 100, but I'm just going to go 100 just to kind of like, you know, throw a bid out there. I think it's probably going to get up to 90 or something like that. Just because of those discrepancies, but still, I mean, it could hit your number. I mean, it just 964s are so sought after, and this one really does seem like something that, all right, well, even if you did buy it for $120, and it wound up needing a new transmission, well, guess what? That transmission is probably $10,000-$15,000 to rebuild. But you're at that point, and you get a bunch of other things. You could easily put $30,000 in this car, in just like cleaning up the bumpers and, you know, a few other maintenance things and, you know, be in at $150,000. And frankly, once all that stuff sorted out, you'd be fine. I mean, this is if this car runs and drives the way it should, it is one of the best cars ever. What do you guys think? Are we overselling it? Do you think we're blowing this mileage thing out of proportion? Who cares? It's a 964. It's going to get all the money. It's a black on black 964. I own a black on black 964, but it ain't a. I have mine has a soft top.
Scotty's got one just like it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I haven't seen it since I bought it. I'll trade the guy. My miles are correct for sure. It's got like 120,000 miles. I will trade this guy for his mileage discrepancy 964. Tell us what you think this car is going to sell for in the comments below. And then right after you do that, if you haven't already, hit the subscribe, like, and notification button. And we're going to go away for just a moment. And while we do, we're going to find out right after this what happens with this car's auction. Hey guys, I'm super excited to tell you about our sponsor, Guys Customs. That's Guys, G-Y-X, _ customs. That's how you spell it. Guys Customs bracelets. These things are amazing. Check them out. They're handmade in America, custom bracelets made to match your watch or your car. These things are unbelievable. I have three or four of them myself. My partner, Michael Deeb, has a bunch of them. They're pretty addictive once you get one. Each one of them are bespoke. We're talking carbon fiber. We're talking titanium. We're talking stainless steel, glass. There's none of this cheap Chinese garbage that you see a lot of bracelets being made out there. These ones are super high quality. They're made right here in America. When you go to Guys Customs on Instagram, it's about the only place that you can order one of these. When you DM the artist, you're actually reaching the real artist when you DM Guys Customs at Instagram. And she will make you a bracelet made to match that special watch, that special car, or that special person that has a special watch or a special car, and they want something really, really cool in their life. These are they make the most amazing gifts. I get compliments on mine all the time. Everywhere I go, people are like, wow, that's really cool. You can see in the pictures, you know, these beads, the colored beads are PTS. They're paint to sample. So if you have a specific color code for your car, she'll have beads made that are specifically painted to match your car or your watch. It's unbelievable. You got to get one of these Guys Customs bracelets. Check them out. They support us, and we really, really, really want to support them. Guys Customs bracelets. All right, let's get back to the bids. Let's find out how much that car sold for today. And we're back to the future. Here we are. Woo-hoo! Guys, welcome back to the Bid Nerds, your daily nerd out on the most interesting car of the day from all the automotive enthusiast auction sites. Did you take the chance over the break to go ahead and hit the subscribe, like, or notification button? If you didn't, come on, man, what are you doing? Hit the subscribe, like, notification button. We do the show for you. Not for him, Italian, not for anybody. I don't know, you have an Italian restaurant, so
yeah,
we're talking
yeah, yeah.
about it over when we were in yeah. anyways yeah I could go for some Italian food. That sounds pretty
Let's
good
go.
Right about
Come
now.
Come on, man. Tony P, let's go.
If I owned this car, I think it would be a great road trip car to drive up to your restaurant, the Knob Hill Cafe. If you guys are ever in San Francisco, my God, one of the things that you have to do if you make a trip to San Francisco is go to my partner's restaurant.
Just DM me.
He will get you hooked
just
up.
Just DM me. I'll hook you up. You get the Bid Nerds discount. JP, if you own this car, you'd be on the DWA rally. Now, I'm not trying to rub your nose in it. I know Tony Mazzagatti and his team at 900 Series are working feverishly and exclusively on your car to get you ready for the DWA rally. But just in case that doesn't happen, I want to make you a deal on air. if you don't have a car but you want to go on the rally, come and use the come and drive the 914. It's all yours. You can take it for the whole rally. But you have to fly in and out of San Francisco because I have to get the car home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. No, I get that.
You can't duck out and drive it home to Nevada. If you do, then you owe me 55.
Then I owe you 55 grand. Yeah,
55 grand. Yeah. Otherwise, I think you should have bought this car. I picked it out for you.
Yeah.
The 94 911 C2 on P Car Market. JP, I, despite the slight misinscription with the clutch and the roll on the odometer, the roll ahead, I should say, I still thought this car had a chance to see 120 grand because I think that's what this car should be worth that, or maybe be a couple of dollars more. You, of course, the ever pragmatic one, took the under at $100,000. JP, this is an interesting result because the car sold on P Car Market and you were $1 off a Yahtzee. It sold for $99,999, $1 short of your $100,000 bid. 38 bids on this car, plenty of action. But it's very curious that the seller of this car confessed all these things. And I say confessed because I honestly, as honest and as much as I talk, I don't think I would have said anything about the odometer being broken. I just would have fixed it and it just... live and let live. I wouldn't have rolled it forward. I wouldn't have made a big thing about it. And whatever he was saying about the synchros being all jacked, it's interesting that his reserve was under $100,000 and that this car sold for that number. I wonder if P Car Market called him and said, look, this might be all the money we get. You should pull the reserve. And they made a deal with him or something. I don't know, but I'm just really curious because I don't think this car, you know, without all the stories, this car should have been worth a lot more money. So I'd say, despite all that stuff, I still think this car was well bought. I don't know. Would you agree with that sentiment, or do you feel otherwise?
I would. Yeah, it's funny because I'm pretty sure before the break, you know, I said I doubt this car is going to break 100. You know, I was going to say my bid was going to be $99, but I was like, I might get $99,964 or something like that. That's what I really should have bid, which still would have been further away. I'm closer to 100,000. So yeah, it's funny. I think this is a great car for that price. I think this is, in fact, this is one you want because it truly is an honest car to a fault. I'm with you. I don't know if I don't think, like, I would have certainly disclosed that the odometer issue, but I wouldn't have said that I, like, the thing that was weird about it was that he rolled it forward some nebulous number. That's the thing that I think throws it way off. It's like, okay, is this guy being generous? You know, does it actually have fewer miles than that, or is he just being, is this thing actually have 10 or 20,000 miles more? Who knows? I mean, we just don't know, and never will, unfortunately. But I think this is a great car. I think, again, the seller seems to be
there was a bid at $97,000, and then there was another bid right after that at $97,777, at which point the seller chimed in and said, reserve has been met. And then it went to 99, and then it went to 99,999, and that's where it closed and sold. So my question to you, JP, my question for our audience, and I hope somebody chimes in on this, is if I'm right and this car is truly worth 120 to 130 or more based on how nuts the 964 market is and how cool this dot on the manual and a two-wheel drive, like these are becoming rare cars by how many survivors are still left that haven't been all chucked up and modded into some billionaire's dream of a 911. How much money did I leave on the table, or if I rephrase that, how much money would you pay for integrity? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I think what you mentioned a moment ago too is, you know, like it does look like there was some late bidding, like, which is typically what happens with these. And, you know, P Car Market is aggressive in general, and I could certainly see them. In fact, I'm 100% positive that, because I think it's just straight up policy. I can't confirm this, but I have firsthand experience with selling, you know, cars on their auction. They will send, as you get on that last day, as it's getting in that last amount of time, they will hit you up and ask you if you want to lower your reserve. And I think that,
yeah.
I don't think they really care. Like, I don't think they sit there and look at someone's auction and say, oh, I don't think they're analyzing it and saying this person should probably lower their reserve because it's probably only going to get very close to it. So they're being tactical. I think it's just a matter of practice that they always, right. at the last minute. Yeah, it's yeah. just protocol. It's like, okay, see if the guy wants to lower it here in the last minute, because obviously that's going to increase yeah. their likelihood of selling a car and making their commission.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, I think this, you know, one of the big question I think really to ask is, would this guy have been better off with no reserve in the first place? And I think the answer is yes, but certainly that would have been really risky on something like this, because he comes in late and says that the reserve has been that the reserve has been met. And then right. what that does at that moment is that says to everyone, oh, okay, this is how much the guy really wanted for the car. So anything more than much more than that really probably isn't worth that.
Wow. Yeah,
you know, which is why you shouldn't ever say that the reserve has been met. Right? If there is a reserve, keep your mouth shut. Let everyone keep bidding, because they don't know. Everyone's sitting there thinking, oh, yeah, this guy's got to be at 120 grand because this is a $120,000 car. Then he goes, oh, well, you hit it at 97. Everyone's like, oh, I mean, that's just pulling the air out of your auction. I don't know what the heck yep. the guy was thinking. Yeah. But I think that that is on brand with this particular seller. He needs to learn when to keep yeah. his mouth shut, because he probably lost $10,000 at least by being a little too – giving a little bit too much information.
Overzealous.
Yeah.
Also on brand with P-Car Market, is it not? Just shut your mouth.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think the guy is too honest for P-Car Market. I think P-Car Market is a little, well, you know, everyone knows my opinion of P-Car Market. And if you don't, if you're new to the show, watch some old episodes.
Watch any episode.
But, you know, look, I think it's a juxtaposition of a guy that's super, super honest and an entity that's... what do you guys think? Is this the most amount of money that could have been gotten for this car, and the guy did everything right in being forthright, or should he have kept his mouth shut and either put it on a different platform? You know, what do you guys think of the result of this 964? This is certainly a 964 I'd love to own, and I would absolutely take it on that Coastal Range Rally. I do own a 964. I'm hoping that mine works by then, so we will find out. Otherwise, I might be driving a 914. All right, guys. Come back tomorrow. We'll find out what the most interesting car of the day is tomorrow. See you guys. Get the words!